क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम वैभव शर्मा प्रभु. काइंडली गाइड मी हाउ आई कैन अवॉइड अनवांटेड थॉट्स और अदर एट मेनी ओकेजन ऑफेंसिव थॉट्स दैट कम ड्यूरिंग चैंटिंग और वाइल डूइंग सर्विसेज सो दैट आई कैन चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्णा एंड सर्व हिम मोर. आंसर, द बेस्ट वे टू deal with unwanted thoughts is to neglect them and replace them with positive thoughts. So if the thoughts are about a particular person towards whom we feel offensive, then it's best that at other times, at normal times when we are not being overwhelmed by those thoughts, we try to concentrate and note down that person's good qualities. And later on, when the negative thoughts start coming in, we think about those good qualities, or we read those good qualities wherever we have written them, and that forcefully counters those negative thoughts. In general, there are certain people whom we just cannot appreciate for whatever reason. It may be their fault, or it may be our fault, or it may just be a mutual incompatibility. But if we have to interact with them regularly, then we need to have at least a functional relationship. And that functional relationship will be impeded if we keep having offensive thoughts towards them. And that will also obstruct our devotional life. So how do we deal with that? By having a supply of positive thoughts ready with us that we can draw upon whenever required. So preparing the supply of positive thoughts is the responsibility of each one of us. Nobody else can take up this responsibility for us. And when we take up this responsibility for ourselves, we are forced to think beyond the normal patterns of thought that our past conditioning has habituated us to. And this itself, this breaking this pattern, is also a way to bring our mind under control, or more precisely, to break free from the control of the mind. So essentially, the principle is that we have to create a supply of positive thoughts. The practice would be to take time out, contemplate, and write down such thoughts for future reference. And of course, if we can't think of thoughts like that, then we can pray to Krishna to reveal the good side of people also. And if we can't see good in others, that means that our vision is really very distorted. Then maybe we have to ask some other people with whom that person has friendship about the good qualities of that person. And then maybe we'll be able to see some things which our cataracted vision was not able to see. And over a period of time, as we learn to appreciate others more and more, then we deepen our Krishna consciousness, because we start seeing their good, and we start seeing their good as a manifestation of their relationship with Krishna. And that helps us to make spiritual advancement. And that will help us in our chanting and our doing devotional service also. Thank you.